says, I want all of them to be chal, Hitaka meant that all 80 should be chal. And that's why Rabbi Yechantaka says, none of them are chal. So since you wanted all 80 to be chal, and that can't be, because kol shayna b'zech ha'zeh afil b'vataka seynoit. So meaning nothing is chal. So the Maestro is going according to Rabbi, everybody's masking to this clown. That kol shayna b'zech ha'zeh afil b'vataka seynoit.
And therefore, that's Pshat and Rav, the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that layom haklum, nothing is chal, that since he wanted a shvisa to be chal underneath the tree, which will be mashed, he wants all the amas there to be chal, and that can't be, because the zeh azeh, he can't have it, is afilu bevas achas enoim, that nothing, no shvisa is chal at all. He does not have a din of a tchum. So think more about it. Omer Abaye, loishon vele bi'ilon, shech tachtov yud beis amma. Is that the way Rav learns Pshat Na Mishnah? That lo yom haklum, if he said he wants a shvisa to be chal a tachtov shalilon, underneath the tree, and he did not say exactly which daladamas, so he's saying we don't know which daladamas he meant, it's not mesuyim which daladamas, therefore nothing is chal. So Baye said that's only if there's at least yud beis amas underneath the tree. I will be ilon shein tachtov yud beis amma, but if you have a tree that does not have 12 amas underneath it, Hare mixas beisa nikr. Then we say it is nikr mixas beisa. We know like where, which daladamas he wants to be koinit. We know where his house should be. Now Pashat Abai is going back to the svara. The reason why Rab says not layom haklum is like the first pshat in Rabba is because it's not Messiah milsa. We don't know which daladamas he wants to be koinit. See if you have 12 amas underneath the tree, they're like three different fours. So we don't know which one of the three, which part of the four amas he wants to be praying the shvisa. That's a chsorin. Let's say there are only 11 amas there. Then we say it's considered like it's mesuyim. Why is it called mesuyim then? So the Rashi is masbe because then we say he wants to be praying the middle four amas. That's like his shvisa. What do you want to tell me? Maybe he meant to be the right side. But if there's less than 11 amas and you have the middle four. So on the right side, you're a half of an amma in those. And let's say you wanted to pick the left side. Also, you're a little bit in the left side. It's like Mamon of Shach, if you have the middle four amis, you're bechlal either side, whichever one you would pick, that is called a davar hamesuyim. So the Gemara Maskiv law, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, Mimai de Biaboy Mitziyosa Komesayim, but who says he's picking the middle four amis? Duma Biabo de Haigiso, Babo de Haigiso Komesayim. Maybe meant to pick the four amas on the right side or the four amas on the left side. And if those are the four amas that he meant, so even though there are only 11 or 10 amas, it's still not mesuyim. Did he mean the four on the right or the four on the left? Like Vishvayim, if he meant the middle four, then you're right. The monoshach is included in any way you want. But if he meant the right or the left side, it's not included. That means underneath this tree, there's at least 8 amas. But if you have a tree that only has 7 amas underneath it, then hare mixas the base of nikr. Then even though he says tam, he wants dalad amas underneath that tree, it's takachal. It lies like it's mesuyim, we know which dalad amas. Because whichever dalad amas he takes, the middle amma is included in those dalad amas. So abidi is like one part of the dalad amas, there's just one amma that we know which one he meant, therefore that's called the davar hamesuyim and the erev is chal. But if there are 8 amas, then it's not called mesuyim, because maybe he meant the right side, maybe he meant the left side. Then it's not chal. But if there's less than 8 amas, then it is chal, because for manav shoch, that middle amma is included in both sides, so it's called bevadai adavar hamesuyim. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun amid beis. Again, the Gemara says now, Tanya Kavose de Rav, Tanya Kavose de Shmuel. I'll bring Uriah to the way Rav learns Pshat Na Mishnah, and I'll bring Uriah to the way Shmuel learns Pshat Na Mishnah. Again, the machloikis was that our Mishnah says that if somebody is Misha Boba Derech, Vechosh Choloi, Voyamaki Ilon Aged of Yom Shvisose Tachtov, is Lo Yom Aklum. Somebody was walking home on Friday, and he it's about Shkia time, so he wants to be Kohen Shvisa down the road. So if he knows of a special tree, he could say, I want my Shvisa to be Tachtov underneath the tree. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yom Aklum. He did not say anything. Why? Because he didn't say which Dalad Amis he wants to be Kohen. But if he says, Shvisasi Biikroi, then the Erev is Chal, and Mahalav B'mokam Ragla V'Yad Ikroi. That was the din of the Mishnah. Now when the Reish, when the Mishnah says, Lo Yom Aklum, was a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean, loyal maklum? Rav said, loyal maklum means mamish, you're not koine any tchum at all. But you're not koine where you're standing right now, because you don't want to. You want to be koine down the road underneath the tree. Now, you're not koine underneath the tree, because since the dal damas is not mesuyim, we do not know which dal damas you mean. So therefore, nothing is chal according to Rav, and the Mishnah means, loyal maklum, kapashtus, you're not allowed to walk more than dal damas where you are. Shmuel said no. Shmuel says, avada, the air of his chal underneath the tree, just we don't know which dal damas you mean underneath the tree. Therefore, we have to go luchumra. And whichever way you want to walk, we make believe as if the Erev underneath the tree is the opposite side that you want to walk. And you go luchumra, let's say like underneath the tree, there's 30 yamas. So you could only go alpayim amo minus 30 yamas. That was a Shmuel's pshat. So now I'm going to bring rayas to both pshatim. So tomorrow, Tanya kavosid Rav. I'll bring your raya to Rav. Mi shebo baderech. Somebody was walking on the road. V'chosh choloi, and it became like Shkia, it became Friday night, it became near Shabbos already. V'ho yamakir iloin ogeder. And he saw down the road, he knows there's a tree there, or there's a fence there. V'yomar, and he said, shvisose tachtov. I want my shvisa, I want to be kind of my shvisa to be able to walk another alpayim amo, and I want it to be chal underneath the tree down the road. So therefore, I'll be able to walk 4,000 amos to Shabbos. Like I'll be able to walk from where I'm standing until under the tree, and then from under the tree I'll be able to walk another 2,000 amis, because he wanted his shvisa to be koina underneath the tree. The Brisa says, lo yal maklum, he did not say anything, nothing is chal. And the pshat is, because since he didn't say which dal damis, he wasn't assigning which one he means, nothing is chal. Avulimoma shvisasi b'mokam pleini, but if he says exactly which mokam underneath this mokam by this place, in other words, these dal damas, I want to be koino, then mahalachat shemigil yoysamokim, his Arab is chal in that place, and he's allowed to walk from where he's standing now until that place. Higil yoysamokim, when he reaches that place, he's alocho mahalaches kuloi, he's allowed to walk all that place, v'chutzlo alpayimama, and then he can walk outside that place, another alpayimama. Because that place, like we'll soon see the Kimto, that he wanted his Erev to be chal in a mokum that has mechitzes, so all around those mechitzes is called like his dal damis. So he's allowed to walk outside those mechitzes another alpayim amma, because his shvisa was kind of in those mechitzes. So just like from where he's standing now, he could walk until the mechitzes because it's in alpayim amma. Well, then he could walk further another alpayim amma. B'med var mamurim. When do we say this chiddush? B'mokum hamesuyim, where he says exactly which place he wants the Erev to be chal. Kegoin sheshovas betel. He wants the shvisa to be chal on top of a hill, on top of a mountain. Shu gvoya yutfochim. That the mountain, the hill, is high off the ground, yutfochim. Therefore, it's called the reshusa yochar on top. It's as if there are mechitzes going around the top of the hill, since it's up, yutfochim. Now, vuhu midal damis fiyad beis hasayim. Even though it's as wide, up until the beis hasayim, But since it has mechitzis, it's called like a reshus yochid, and up until the base of sign is still allowed to carry inside the mechitzis. So we look as if on top of this tail is like a mokam hamasuyim. Why? Even though it's wider than dal damis, because since it has mechitzis, it's considered like his dal damis, and fakir, that's all like one mokam. And outside this mokam, he has another alpayim amma. V'chein dika, the same thing going into a valley, a ditch, like something going deep down. She amuka yud. It's mamish deep down. It's yutfachim down in the ground. V'hi midal damis v'yad beis hasayim. It's wide dal damis by dal damis, or else up until the beis hasayim. That's how wide this ditch is. So again, since the ditch is going down yutfachim in the ground, the ditch is considered a reshus hayochid, and it's called like a mokem mesuyim, because in these mechitzes is considered like one dal damis. So you can metalkel. He could carry walk in these mechitzes, and after the mechitzes he can walk further another alpayim amma. Avo b'mokim shein mesuyim. Let's say he said his shvisa should be under a tree, but he didn't say which dal damis, and there were no mechitzes there, so it's not called the davar hamesuyim. We do not know exactly which mokim he wanted the dal damis to be chal. Is ein loy ela dal damis. He's only allowed to walk from where he's standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos dal damis. So this is a raya to Rav that lo yom maklum means mamish. He's not carrying any shvis at all. where he's standing now, he's not kind of to be able to walk Alpai Mama from where he's standing, because he doesn't want to be kind of here. He wants to be kind of underneath the tree. And underneath the tree can't be kind of because he didn't say which Dal Damas. Therefore, according to Rav, nothing is Chal. Now the Brisa says another halacha now. Let's say there were two people walking on the street. One person was able to tell, he knew exactly that Alpai Mama down the road there's a tree, and he wanted his shrisa to be chal underneath that tree. Then the echad shein makir, and one is like a stranger in this road, he doesn't know what's looming down the road. He doesn't know where Alpai Mama ends, he doesn't know if there's a makam muslim there or not. Then they're both walking together. So the halacha is, ze shein makir, moise shrisa lamakir. The person that does not recognize this road, does not know Makam HaMasuyim, can tell his friend that does know, and he tells his friend, you make the error for me. Now, V'hamakir Oimer, the person that does know what's doing down the road, he says for both of them, that Shvisasi B'Makam Pleini, I want our Shvisa for both me and you to be Chal down the road underneath that tree, and he's saying exactly which part of the tree he wants to be Chal. And the Medavar Mamurim, when do we say this Chiddush? Tishasayim, when he said exactly Kishasayim Dal Damis, Shekova. He said exactly which Dal Damis he means, like by the bark of the tree. Avoloi Sayim Dal Damis Shekovaloi, Shekovum. But if he did not say exactly which Dal Damis he wants the Erev to be Chal, he just said underneath the tree. But he did not say which Dal Damis underneath the tree. The Locher is, Lo Yozuz Mimkaimai. He cannot walk out of his place. This is a raya to Rav, that nothing is chal, and you only have the Dal Damas exactly where you are standing. Nothing more. So the Gemara Lechura Leima Teva Tiyufa de Shmuel, this raya is a Tiyufa, is a Kashan Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we say the Erev is chal underneath the tree. Just we don't know which Dal Damas, so Lechumra, we go Lechumra, whichever way you want to walk, you have to start counting your Alpai Mama the other side. But Yavadai have Alpai Mama to walk. So why does it say here, Braisa lo yizizim kaimam, you can't walk out of your place? And for the Gemara, Omaloch Shmuel, hocha b'mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about here? To go into Iko, mimokam raglov. He's standing on the road now, it's Friday, right before Shabbos. And he's saying now he wants his Erev to be chal underneath that tree, way down the road, that's Alpai Mama, away from where he's standing now. Now, the Ad Ikroi, Trey Alfei V'Yarbor Gemidi. Now we're talking about there is more than an Alpai Mama and four Amis from where the person is standing right now to the opposite end of that tree. So now, the Muknis Lei B'Yidach Yisad Ilon, if we're going to say now L'Chumra that his Erev should be Chal at the opposite side of the tree, in other words, he said down the road by that famous tree there, I want my Erev to be Chal. And he didn't say which Dal Damas underneath the tree. So according to Shmuel, we have to be machmir. Maybe it's the opposite side that the Dal Damas is chal. Now, if it's the opposite side of the tree, those Dal Damas are more than Alpai Mama and four Amis away from where he's standing right now. This person right now is standing outside his tchum. It's not the truth. We'll tell you your shrisa could be chal underneath that tree, but where you're standing right now at the beginning of Shabbos, you're called chutz l'tchum. You're more than 2,000 Amis and more than 2,004 Amis away from that Mokum. And the halacha is, whenever you're outside the Tchum on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than out of your Dal Damas. So, Mele Isayim Dal Damas Motzi Yosel. If you would have said, like the first Dal Damas underneath the tree, I want to be Chal my Shrisa, then those Dal Damas are in his Alpai Mama. The Eloi, but if he did not say it, then Le Motzi Yosel. Then he cannot walk, because since he didn't say the first Dal Damas underneath the tree, we have to be choshish, maybe it's the opposite side of the tree that the Dal Damas, the Dal Damas are chal, and that mokum is out of his tchum. So if it's chal of the other side of the tree, where he is standing right now is considered out of the tchum, so that's why we have to be machmir to say he can't walk out of his Dal Damas where he's standing right now. That's Pshan the Braisa. But Pshan now Mishnah is, when he said he wants his shrisa to be chal underneath the tree, down the road, the whole mokum of the tree, the whole 30 amis, are in his tchum Shabbos. So since they're in his tchum Shabbos, no matter which side we give him the shrisa, he's allowed to walk until the tree. So only shal, if he wants to walk away from the tree, the other side, how far can he walk?
Now that we go to Chumrah, and he can't walk, the 30 Yamas underneath the tree is included in his Tchum. So he can walk Alpayim Amah less the 30 Yamas.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel. Now we'll bring another Braisa that learns like Shmuel. Braisa says, Toeh the Eruv L'shtei Ruchas. A person made a mistake, and before Shabbos he put two Eruv Tchumin to two different sides. He put one Erev down to Mizruch, and one Erev down to Maariv. He thought that Shabbos morning he wants to daven on the Mizruch side of his house in the Shtibul there, and then for Mincha he wants to go to Shtibul on the Maariv side of his house. And both these two Shtibuls are out of the Tchum of his house. So therefore he puts down two Erevs. And Kimduma hu Shemarvino L'Shteruchis. He made a mistake. He thought he's allowed to make two Eruv Tchumim for one Shabbos. In the morning he wants one to be Chal, and for the afternoon he wants the other one to be Chal. He made a mistake. Laloch, you can't do that. Laloch, you only have one Tchum for Shabbos. But he made a mistake, he thought he could do both. Or else he told his slaves, Tzei, Tzu, V'orvuli, go make an Erev for me. So Echad Erev, Olav Letzofen. One Eved went out to make the Erev on the north side. The Echad Erev, Olav Ledorim. One went out to make the Erev on the south side. Is so now we don't know which one of the two Erevs should be Chal. So the kids said there are two Erevs out there in the fields for him. Which one of the two is Chal? Is the Alocha L'chumra both Chal. And we say, Mahalech Litzofon Keruv L'Dorim. If he wants to walk to the north side of his house, we have to be Choshesh maybe on the south side, that they put the Erev outside. So we're talking about now, let's say they only put the Erev 1,000 Namis away from his house. So on the Tzad at the Dorim, on the tzad, the south side Erev is Chal, so the south side Erev is 1,000 Amis south of his house. Now, when this person wants to walk north of his house, he's only allowed to walk 1,000 Amis north of his house. Because he has to be Cheshed, maybe his Erev was Chal on the south side, and he's only allowed to walk Alpayim Amah from that Erev. So 1,000 is still the house, and now he can only walk 1,000 more. Hu Adin L'Dorim. Let's say the person now wants to walk to the south of his house. So we have to be choshish now that maybe Keruv Letzofen, maybe the Erev they put out on the north side, maybe that Erev was Chal. So if the Erev, let's say, is 1,000 Amis north of his house, and he wants to walk now south of his house, we only let him walk now 1,000 Amis south of his house. He can't walk 2,000 anymore, because we have to be choshish, maybe the Erev is Chal on the other side, and he can't walk Chutz L'Tchum. What about V'yin Motzu Olov Es HaTchum? Let's say his house is in the middle, and both Erevs, the one on the north and the one on the south, and the one on the south, are 2,000 Amos away from his house. So the kid to his house was right smack in the middle, and both Erevs are 2,000 Amos away. Then the locher is, Lo Yizaz Mim Koimoi. He is not allowed to walk out of his place, he's stuck. Because we have to be Machmir. If you want to go to the Tzofen side, no, maybe on the Durham side the Erev was Chal. And if you walk anything, you'll be going Chus L'Tchum, and who would in the opposite way. But I call upon him, this bright is a riot to Shmuel, that even though we do not know exactly which Dalad Amos is Chal for him, we do not know which side is Chal, still we say, Minasofik, both sides could be Chal. So we see from here, both sides could be Chal Mitzofik. So the Mora of Azoy, Leimati, have a truth to the Rav. Of Azoy, let's say this should be a steward to Rav then. Here you see, even though you do not know which Dalad Amos you want the Arab to be Chal, Minasofik, they could be Chal in both places. And the Gemara, Rav Tanahu Polik. This is not a stiwa to Rav. And Rav has the koyach like a tana to din zechana braisa. Even though Rav was like from the early Amoroyim, but he has a din like a tana that he could still argue on the Tanoim. Therefore, it is not a tiyufta to Rav. He's like a Tanahu Polik. He can argue on this braisa. But Rav himself holds that no, whenever we do not know which Dal Damis is your shrisa, which one you want your shrisa to be chal, Taka, nothing is chal, lo yom haklum. So more about it. The Mishnah says, Omar shvisasa bi'ikroi, if the person says exactly which Dal Damas he wants to be chal underneath the tree, he said bi'ikroi by the bark of the tree, then the loch riz mahalach mimokim raglo v'yad ikroi. He's allowed to walk now from where he is, he's 2,000 Damas away from the tree, he's allowed to walk from where he's standing until the tree, alpayimama. And then he can walk another 2,000 Amis from the tree until his house. Nimsa comes out, Mahalach Mishecha Sheikha, Dal Alpayim Amah. It comes out that on this Shabbos, this person is going to walk 4,000 Amis. In other words, he's on the road walking home Friday afternoon,
and he realizes right around Shkia time, he's exactly 4,000 amas away from his house, so he's not allowed to walk 4,000 amas. So the only Eitzer is, like we'll soon see, they were makel for a person walking on the street, the Mahalach, the Derech, that he's allowed to say, Shvisose, I want my Shvisa to be chal, way down the road, Alpayim Amah, underneath a tree, if he says exactly which Dal Damis. So it's as if the Tchum is first chal from underneath the tree there. So right now he's 2,000 Amas south of the tree. So he's allowed to walk until the tree, and then he's allowed to walk another 2,000 Amas north to get home. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara, Omar Rava, for who did he royally yikroy?